The summit of the Commonwealth, a 53-nation group composed largely of Britain and its former colonies, was opened by Britain's Queen Elizabeth Friday morning. Climate change is high on the agenda. Outgoing Commonwealth Chairman and Prime Minister of Malta, Lawrence Gonzi, urged all countries to address the issue. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said he hoped the Commonwealth would back a binding UN-based global framework for reducing emissions. But diplomats said that Canada, a big oil producer, would be likely to resist such a tough statement. So far, the summit has been dominated by Pakistan. Commonwealth leaders on Friday suspended Pakistan for failing to lift a state of emergency and end military rule. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, speaking to the press Friday afternoon, said CHOGM should be an opportunity for Commonwealth nations to share a perspective and move forward together. He was asked if Uganda's own democracy was in line with Commonwealth standards following the removal of presidential term limits from the Ugandan constitution before his re-election last year.
The question of term limits is really not a strategic factor in terms of democracy issues. Forget about Commonwealth. The crucial factor is the people having the final say. Term limit really is just a question of either history of given countries or a convenience. It's not, in my opinion, one of the crucial factors.
Ugandan political opposition members congregated at a government-designated protest site outside the secure cordoned area in Kampala city centre. Former presidential candidate Kizza Besigye addressed a group of about 100 people. The protesters then tried to proceed from the designated protest area. They clashed with police wielding wooden batons. At least one policeman and several protesters were injured. Besigye is the leader of the main opposition party, the Forum for Democratic Change. He lost the premiership to Museveni in the last presidential election, which he says was not free and fair. Along with his supporters, he demanded that the Commonwealth address what he says are Uganda's democratic failings. In an interview with VOA, he said the Commonwealth is softer on Uganda than on other member countries such as Zimbabwe and Pakistan, which have been suspended. He accused the Commonwealth of being inconsistent and said that the interests of its most powerful members came above protecting people's political rights.
Uganda now is praised for sending troops to Somalia, and for which Britain and other countries will be willing to overlook the gross violations. Uganda has invaded its neighbors, has plundered the wealth of Congo, while the international community and the Commonwealth was quiet. Ugandan military and security organizations invaded the courts of Uganda. The Commonwealth was quiet.
CHOGM continues until Sunday, when the heads of states are expected to produce final resolutions on the issues discussed. Malcolm Webb for VOA News, Kampala.